The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today, coming to you live from the lobby of the McNichols Campus Library at the University of Detroit Mercy. To my left, it's Professor Jason Roach, the first.
It is great to be here.
You're super coordinated, and all of your colors are very spring-like.
That was the goal.
Perfect.
I said, you know what? Spring weather is here. The spring wardrobe has to come out.
So I'm guessing that last night you were wearing something in tornado colors.
I was, gray, with little
swirlies.
Horizontal dots.
Yeah, exactly.
That look like raindrops.
The raindrops, yeah. Exactly. Pretty scary weather around here last night. It was freaking a few members of my family out, I can definitely tell you that.
It was so bad, I actually switched to the Weather Channel for 5 minutes.
Oh, well, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that you're not over 70.
So that's exactly.
That's a really, really big deal. To your left, of course, also in a spring tone, it's Professor Dave Chow of the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always. It's just a clean shirt. It's the only one I had left, so I mean.
I was going to ask whether it had anything to do with spring.
I had mustard. Yeah, I had mustard for lunch, that's all, so it just got smeared all over myself.
Exactly.
It was a white shirt when I started out, so.
What did you have for lunch?
Where did we go? We
mustard.
Went,
Tony's.
Hold on, no, I'm trying to remember. Oh, we had Thai food.
Oh, okay.
So it was decent.
Where do you pick up your Thai now? By
today
CCS?
Was Sai Thai to go.
Okay.
Ordinarily, we go Salah Thai, but we did okay today.
Fun
I had
stuff.
One kid who's, you know, who's just. He just wants to try the hottest foods in town, so I watched him raise his blood pressure this morning.
Nice.
So, not bad.
Nice.
And actually, Jason, that place you sent us to, that Mi Pueblo, staggered him 3 weeks ago.
Wow. No way.
It staggered him.
Wow. Where is that?
The far west side of Mexican town.
Okay.
That's really good, and their hot sauce is
hot. Apparently.
Blisteringly hot.
So. Wow.
Their
deal.
Mild sauce is
big
pretty
deal.
Good, too.
Okay. I'm going to keep going all the way around the horseshoe here and introduce Professor Kendra Evans from, of course, Chemistry and Biochemistry, my home department.
Hello.
Hello, Kendra. How are you?
Frazzled.
You're taking care of a poster, I know.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Due to the printer soon.
Yeah. I didn't know that you weren't going to be just using your posters from Denver. Was that not acceptable?
This is a new poster.
Okay.
This is a new poster, separate project, and some additional presenters that didn't go to Denver.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
I'm going to date myself here, but is it a Farrah Fawcett poster? No?
If only. Right. It would require less revision.
That is true. Ooh. Where's Photoshop when you need it? Well, this is science, unfortunately. Next to you, of course, is Professor Dan Maggio of the First Organization. You're wearing orange. I'm just going down the Tigers route. It makes sense. Otherwise, it would be very autumnal.
Yeah, I don't know. It was on top of the pile.
Well,
clean.
You and,
it's clean.
You and Professor Chow have that in common, apparently.
And I saw this story about hot sauce. I just saw a story on the internet, so it must be true. about a guy who his wife's lunch was getting stolen at work, so he treated it with like the hottest ghost peppers he could find, and then just kind of planted it and waited. And anyway, the person who stole the lunch got a little treat. So that made me think of that.
That's chemical warfare,
right? It
there.
Is.
Oh my god!
I wonder if that's
word.
Illegal. If it kills.
Yeah,
him.
I mean.
Yeah, it probably is.
There probably
I don't
is.
Think so.
You
don't
think
so,
Jason?
How could that be illegal?
How do you know?
How could that possibly be illegal?
Someone was trying to murder someone.
I mean, I was suddenly, because of the way Jason is dressed, especially, like, saw him in front of the jury. He's like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this is the way I make my lunch. This is the way I do my lunch. If you don't like it that hot, then please don't steal my lunch.
Exactly. On the other hand, Heather, given the fact that people can actually successfully sue when they're injured trying to break into someone else's house,
yeah.
Perhaps there would be grounds for a lawsuit there.
Yeah, we don't want to leave the door open.
But it would be a spring-colored suit.
Right.
Well, and I want to say that this orange that Dan is wearing is actually a very springy orange.
That is true. Like a tulip.
I was thinking of, what's your alma mater? That you always wear
University
orange for?
University of Illinois?
Yeah.
Orange and blue. Works really well with the Tigers.
And the Broncos.
I'm not really a Broncos fan, though.
Maybe denials.
I'll have to work. I'll just have to work on that. Me and Peyton Manning will get along sooner or later. We already heard the dulcet tones of Professor Heather Hill-Vasquez from English just a moment ago. How are you doing, Heather?
Well, I am happy that my tulips are coming up.
Okay. All right. Any orange ones?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right.
Oh, they're not there yet. What am I thinking?
They're coming up, but
it's the single digits.
They're not blooming almost. Yet.
Yeah, I see. They're coming up, but
I
they're
have
not
to
blooming.
Keep chasing the deer away. So
okay, I thought of you the other day. If you'll forgive the heavy-handedness of realizing that you teach English, I know that you're more into literature. But my 11-year-old, who's a few feet away from where we are right now, says, "Hey, Dad, knock, knock. Who's there? To. To who? To whom, Dad?"
Rock on. Good job.
That's a smart kid.
Well, I think he's just a smart ass, but we'll see if Michael actually leaves that out or not.
He can be both.
He could possibly be both. Folks, this is a program where you can send smart questions to a smart panel, and they could be about anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. Send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or # AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. When I say we just got into this last set of questions on our last show, I mean we just got into this last set of questions on our last show. Andrew Wellman of the wonderful city of Gulfport, Florida, had sent us questions just to jog the prof's memory. I was shocked at how quickly my questions about the Pontiac Silver Dome had been covered. I can't believe that I gave a passing grade of 5 out of 10, is what he said. So he wanted me to be way harsher in my grading. And we had left everybody hanging with what I think is a fantastic trivia questions. These are really, really well researched. And this one in particular, I think you could figure it out if you think about it, but it's a tough one. Since its premiere broadcast in 1975, Saturday Night Live has reportedly featured 141 cast members. Of those performers, 9 have been nominated for Academy Awards and categories, but none of them have taken home a statue. Of the 9 cast members, 8 of them were nominated after they left the show. Who was the sole cast member nominated before they joined SNL?
Bill Murray? Dan Aykroyd?
I mean, you could go down the list and
Steve
we could
Martin.
Knock off half of them.
Steve Martin?
Candace
no.
Bergen.
We're probably going to have to go down the list.
Let me give you a clue then. Was nominated as a Best Supporting Actor circa 1973. For a performance in The Last Detail. For the record, lost to John Houseman for The Paper Chase. This person joined the SNL cast in 1985. 6 years later.
Harry Shearer, Billy Crystal.
I mean, you're in the wheelhouse, of course.
Hold on.
Father Guido Sarducci?
No.
No, that would...
That's a little earlier.
The Pope and Pizza Party, yes. No, this person played a drunken crop duster in the very, very famous blockbuster Independence Day.
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid is the answer. Yep. Yes.
I did not know he was on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, he was.
Just for
briefly.
A couple seasons.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, no.
I'm more shocked that he was nominated for an Oscar.
He's the slightly off-center Quaid, right?
Yes.
Jason's a big fan.
Are there other Quaids that are more on-center?
Well, one of them wasn't
Dennis
one of them
Dennis
like
fun.
A...
Dennis is pretty normal kind of guy.
Center. One of them was...
Wasn't
a, like,
Randy the one that sort of went into seclusion and had to escape the country for...
That's true.
Yeah, he's hiding out in my country.
Oh, okay.
And
right.
Wasn't he like manhandled in Vancouver or something like that for something? I vaguely remember he was arrested. He was on the lam for something.
Okay.
His acting talents will be lost.
Sure. On at least one previous show of ATP, the professors correctly identified Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles as the first music video ever aired on MTV, 1 August 1981. MTV would air a total of 116 different videos that day, some more than once. What artist is credited with the most total videos and appearances from the first day of MTV?
Michael Jackson.
It wasn't Michael Jackson.
No,
Madonna.
He came along later.
Yes. Madonna.
Pat Benatar.
It's none of those people. 11 different videos from this artist were shown 16 times that day.
Billy Idol?
Incredible.
It was a little early for Billy Idol. He was 83.
Early for Billy Idol?
Queen.
83 years
was it Queen?
Idol.
No.
I was thinking like...
You're mentioning an artist and not a band.
Before. He's a solo male artist with a Scottish background.
Phil
Collins?
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins is a good guess.
Solo?
That is a good guess.
Can't be Paul Simon.
Wasn't solo
be,
in 81, was
would
he?
Be Morrissey, maybe. Would he?
Nope.
No.
Probably not.
Nope. A little more mainstream than Morrissey.
Well, he wasn't a solo at the time.
Initials R.S.
Robert?
Rod Stewart, our producer says, and he is exactly correct. Rod Stewart, the most played videos on the first day of MTV. 11 videos, first of all. You have no channel to show your videos. Why are you making videos?
Why do you have 11 videos?
They had videos in the 60s.
Yes, that is foresight. Yes. Oh, yeah, he watched them at home all the time.
Yeah, but you know those video, those commercials that they do for 30 minutes of all the different artists from, like, the 1960s, the love songs of the night, and then all of them have videos.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
They did make videos all
it's
along.
I think it's a great way to connect to Generation X.
I think the Beatles were probably the first ones.
Beatles?
Yes, the Beatles. Those are just long, extended music videos.
Beatles. No?
Oh, my.
What was that?
What was the very first movie shown during HBO's inaugural evening of programming, 8 November 1972? I'm not even sure we could have gotten that date right, by the way. I would have surely said the early 80s, but 1972? It was a 1970 drama starring Paul Newman, Henry Fonda, and Lee Remick.
Cool Hand Luke?
I have never heard of this movie.
Sleepers
before.
Or... I'm trying to remember a Lee Remick movie.
Midnight Rider?
The Verdict. No. I don't know.
It's even before that. We're talking 1970. Yeah. It says, Sometimes a Great Notion was the name of the movie. Oh, yeah. And just for kicks, it was followed by a Canucks-Rangers game. I think that's on HBO. That's what it says.
I'm sure the Canucks-Rangers game was probably more entertaining.
Yes, it is possible.
I had no idea that HBO started in the 70s.
Early 70s. I mean, how many people, again, could have been watching at that point?
We were, was it? For those of us who were in the area, was it like PASS and on TV? I mean, does anybody remember?
Was it actually called Home Box Office?
Remember on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
No, I don't remember.
They used to like hog Channel 20 after 8 o'clock or something like that.
When it was WXON.
Yeah, exactly.
Detroit trivia. During the 80s, the Detroit Public School District endured a public outcry when the Detroit News newspaper reported, despite running an annual 8-figure deficit, the district was paying $500,000 a year annually in salaries, overtime, and bonuses for...
Dead people.
No.
Janitors.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Janitors.
This is great. No.
Retired people.
The superintendent?
This, I believe, would fit into the category of being a luxury.
Books?
Oh. Personal assistance?
Books? Can books
personal assistance is really close. It was something they were doing for board members.
Oh, limousine drivers.
Secretaries?
It was personal chauffeurs from the school board members. Yes, the chauffeurs reportedly earned a higher average annual salary than any given teacher in the district.
Wow.
I remember that now. Shamefully.
Oh, my.
OMG.
OMG. One of the very few radio broadcasts, if not the only radio broadcast, which has been continuously on the air longer than Ask the Professor, must be the Grand Ole Opry, which has been heard in the Saturday evenings of the United States since 29 November 1925. Yes, that's been a while. During the live broadcast of the program on March 16th, 1974, what guest performer performed My Wild Irish Rose on the piano?
I would guess Minnie Pearl, but I think
Elvis Presley.
Buckles. Take a look at the date, 16 of March, 1974. So that's the day before St. Patrick's Day.
74.
Irish.
There is an Irish slant to it, but the person is not necessarily
Elvis
Irish.
Presley.
It wasn't Elvis.
It was a very
important person in the history of the United States on
Jimmy
that date.
Jimmy Carter.
Not Jimmy Carter.
Richard Nixon?
It was Nixon.
No way.
Yes.
What?
He
special
the
guest
keys?
Star.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say Leonard Nimoy.
Wow.
Nixon
was. Is this like Clinton playing the sax?
Yeah, exactly.
That's got to be.
It says Nixon was a special guest star that March evening, which marked the inaugural broadcast of the Opry program for the then new 4,000-seat Opry House in the Opryland Amusement Park in Nashville. Nixon also performed Happy Birthday for his wife, God Bless America, and finished with the yo-yo trick.
Spyro Agnew?
It's got to be on tape. I wonder if it's on YouTube.
Oh, man, that is hilarious. That is hilarious. I want to see the yo-yo trick.
Yeah.
Who is generally recognized as the first American actor to portray Adolf Hitler on screen?
Charlie Chaplin?
Eric Cartman.
But you are in the right. Eric Cartman's a good guess, too. But when you say Chaplin, you're getting really close.
One of the Marx Brothers.
Like Mo Howard?
Yeah, Mo Howard is what it says here. Yeah, Marx Brothers. I mean, that's at least partial credit, right? So this is 1941, and let's see. 1941, the Stooges released a sequel to their sketch, You Nazi Spy, entitled I'll Never Heil Again. Yep. Both Howard and Larry Fine would later cite You Nazi Spy as their favorite Stooge short of all time. It's kind of interesting.
And I remember, was it Curly? Was Hermann Göring?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I try to remember that episode. It was funny.
Gotta go back and check it out tonight.
Yeah, I remember he sneezed and the mustache fell off.
I'm already
then,
laughing.
And then he asked for it back. Said, oh, my personality, and put it back on.
Oh, that's awesome. Actor Bruce Lee died in Hong Kong the evening of July 20th, 1973. Associates discovered Lee's body after he failed to show up for a scheduled dinner meeting with another actor. Who was that actor?
David Carradine?
It wasn't David Carradine.
Charles Bronson.
It wasn't Charles Bronson.
John Saxon.
Wasn't John Saxon.
Oh. Sean Connery.
There was a lot of definitiveness in your response.
Chuck
there.
Norris.
No, it wasn't Chuck Norris. A young Chuck Norris.
Sylvester Stallone.
No, it was, I mean, would you catch the name of the person who he was supposed to meet with if I described the person this way? This person had been effectively blacklisted from Western film after abruptly quitting what famous franchise?
Sean Connery?
Not Sean Connery.
Roger Moore? One of the Bonds?
Oh,
George Lazenby.
Bond.
It was George Lazenby. He only played James Bond once. Okay. Apparently he was going to have coffee with Bruce Lee that day.
Kendra did suggest crazy. Sean Connery earlier.
I'm sorry.
My contributions to the 70s are weak.
Oh, my.
You were there.
Metro Detroit trivia. The city seal of which Detroit suburb contains an image of Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom?
Troy,
yeah. It's Troy, Michigan, and... you know, Mr. Wellman does his research so hardcore, they actually included the image for our perusal. So there is
very nice.
Can we pass
Athena.
It around?
Of course we can.
May we pass it around?
1955. Thanks for those questions, Andrew. They were fantastic.
And if our fans out there in Radioland hear those beeps, it's because we tried to sneak some trivia questions out of the library.
It's true. We cannot do that. It is not possible. Not possible. We have some questions from one of Jason's students. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Thank you for sending these in. I hope they're good enough to get you extra credits.
Yes. You know, I noticed that I was trying to get the first and last names right. The last name is Seward. Do you know who that is?
I do. Darianne Seward.
Darianne Seward. Excellent.
Yes,
thank you for
our,
sending those in.
Women's basketball team and also in two of my classes this semester.
That's very cool. She's put together some pop culture questions, and they are multiple choice if we so desire. Australian recording artist Kylie Minogue released her debut album, Kylie, in 1988. What was the name of the album she released in March of 2014? Was it Body Language, Aphrodite, X, or Kiss Me Once? Maybe some help from the Peanut Gallery.
Yeah, come on, Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue. X. I'm going to go with X.
X is incorrect. I'm
afraid. Darn. Okay,
Kiss
one of the
Kiss Me Once.
Kiss Me Once is what it says here.
Okay.
You might
nice.
Remember Kylie's first single... which was, for the record, a remake of The Locomotion, which spent 7 weeks at number one on the Australian Hot 100.
It did okay here, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a big song here, too.
Who won the 2014 Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal?
Katy Perry.
Tyler Swift.
No, none of those. Was it Daft Punk, Bruno Mars, Vampire Weekend, or Lord?
I thought it was Daft Punk.
It was Lord.
It was definitely not Lord. It was Bruno Mars, yes. Won the award with his album Unorthodox Jukebox. And I gotta say, them beats are pretty hard to ignore. Currently number one on Billboard's Hot 100 as of March 2014, what song opens with the line, "It might seem crazy, what I'm about to say."
The funk thing. Uptown Funk.
No, it is not Uptown Funk.
Is it Taylor Swift?
It is not.
Oh, it's right. Happy.
Happy is what it is by Pharrell Williams.
Wait, yes. What was the date
still
of that?
On the chart?
That was March 2014.
Oh, 2014.
March 2014.
That's why I was getting.
How many weeks was that number one?
It didn't say, but it was there for a while.
It was there for a long
considering
time.
It had been released the previous summer, which is just kind of one of those weird
things.
They're
just getting to it. That's all. They're just
getting to it. If you guys really want to check something out on the internet, not just you folks, but our listeners, that will fascinate you for the point of view of pop culture, data, and off-track betting, there is a giant pool online that involves trying to predict what the song of the summer is going to be at this time of year. And it's kind of fascinating to see how people decide it. It's very, very fascinating. Carly Rae Jepsen is a front runner with her new song that has a video that stars Tom Hanks. I don't even know the name of the joint.
Yeah, she was just on Saturday Night Live, though.
The Canadians are taking over. We know it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a advanced scout. That's all.
Didn't she sing about California? Or was that Katy Perry?
That's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
All right.
Yeah.
What was Carly Jepsen's big song?
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
Yes.
Whose debut album, Pure Heroin, with an E, reached 1 million in sales by February of 2014?
Debut album?
I think I could lean on Professor Evans here because there's a definite South Park reference here, a recent South Park reference.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm so out of...
Oh, no. Are you behind?
I'm so behind.
This is going to be tough.
How do you let school get in the way of your TV watching?
Yeah, especially
South
Park.
My students would be so disappointed.
Was it Lord, Imagine Dragons, Avicii?
Lord.
Oh, One Republic. It was Lord, yes.
Wow.
I am
what,
Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I saw enough that I was like, who's Lord? And then, like, I started working on some other things or something, so.
There is a running joke that Lord is actually a mass-produced corporation concoction played by a middle-aged man, even though she is a teenager. And it's a very, very, very funny plot point on South Park. Feel free to watch on your own.
Well, that's actually not too far-fetched given the state of the music industry.
That is true. That is true. 16th of May, 2014, which album would you find Coldplay's hit song Magic? Is it Miloto Xyloto, Left, Right, Left, Right, Left, A Rush of Blood to the Head, or Ghost Stories?
A Rush of Blood to the Head.
It is not.
I go Ghost Stories.
Ghost Stories sounds about right for Coldplay.
Nice.
And that is correct by the way that I am grading this. here we go, Professor Roach. Found on her Prism album, which of the following songs was recorded by Katy Perry? Roar, Royals, Drunken Love, Say Something.
Roar.
Roar, yes. Still on the charts, if you can believe it, in the top 100.
You've seen that music video?
Mm-hmm. Worldwide best-selling single. The Pretty Reckless released their second album, Going to H.E. Double Hockey Sticks, in March of 2014. What former Gossip Girl TV show star is the lead singer of Pretty Reckless? Is it Jessica Zor, Leighton Meester, Taylor Momsen, Blake Lively?
Blake Lively.
Yeah, let's go Blake Lively.
No, it's Taylor Momsen.
Yeah. We've all heard of Blake Lively, I think.
That's why we went with that one.
Safe bet, that's all.
The band's debut record was called Light Me Up. With the pop at the end. What hit song opens with the lyrics, "The snow glows white on the mountain tonight"?
Right deep in the heart.
Come on, Dan, sing it, sing it.
Is that deep in the heart of Texas?
Wow. Snow glows white on the mountain tonight.
Is it a country song?
It is not a country song.
Is it recent?
Wow. It is a very recent song.
Oh, look, we got some nodding here.
Oh, that's Frozen. It's
Wait,
Frozen.
Can we tag him in?
Frozen. Well, sure.
Let It Go.
Yeah,
it's Let It Go.
It's Let It Go. Oh, don't tell. Do not tell Olivia that I don't know that.
Performed in 2013 by Adele Dazeem.
Oh.
Which artist released the song Doing What She Likes in January 2014? Was it Blake Shelton, Dierks Bentley, Hunter Hayes, or Adam Levine?
Are those all country?
No.
Adam Levine. Adam Levine. Is he
the one on the voice?
Maroon 5, yeah.
Maroon 5?
Yeah. Maroon 5.
Oh, okay.
It's not Adam
Blake
Levine.
Lively?
I've given you four choices. Blake Lively, actually, Blake Shelton was one of the choices,
oh,
which is correct.
I'll take half.
You got half.
I'll take half.
Partial credit.
I'll take anything I can get
big
nowadays.
Big time. Big time. Coined the undercover king of pop, songwriter for hire Ryan Tedder is the frontman of which pop rock band? Bastille, Passenger, American Authors, One Republic. He's written songs for Adele, Beyonce, and Taylor Swift.
Wow.
What band is he a member of?
Bastille?
It is not. It is One Republic.
I was going to say One Republic.
We're going to get there.
We're going to get there. You're going to have to write down, we've been stumped on this one because this
is
tough.
She gets a prize.
It gets more interesting.
Oh, jeez.
Whose South by Southwest show, you know, that's a big music conference, entertainment conference, performed in March of 2014, saw her repeatedly being vomited on during a performance of her song Swine?
Wow. Christina Aguilera?
You got to think a little more.
Bjork.
Yeah, you're getting there. But not Bjork, very, very famous conceptual artist of the moment.
Like Marilyn Manson-ish?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is a really good guess. Right. Yes, for the record, she was slammed by teen sensation Demi Lovato via Twitter for glamorizing bulimia after the show. I think that's interesting because she wasn't the one vomiting. People were vomiting on her.
Yeah, I don't get the connection. Something's missing, but there should generally be no vomit in entertainment.
I believe that to some extent this is true.
Actually, there should be no vomit ever.
Yeah.
ever.
Ever.
Anyway.
Until you're done, and then it's all over.
No. I don't even want to start. That's all. I don't want to think about it.
Which artist's 2014 concert tour, Bangers, with a Z, opens with her sliding down a tongue slide that protrudes from a picture of her winking face?
Miley Ray Cyrus.
Yes, it's Miley Cyrus. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Bangers. Oh, my gosh. This is very, very interesting. It says that for sale at concerts were a Fisher Bangers Rollies for $40. Each pack contained 2 24-karat gold sheets. I don't even know what that means. Sounds like a good deal, though.
Sounds like a really good deal. For rolling, yeah.
Rollies.
No, but, aren't those rolling shoes? With the little wheels that detach, or not detach, but...
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, those rollies. Oh.
But I mean, gold, if it goes up, those gold sheets could be worth investment. Yeah.
The song I Walk Alone is the third club single from which artist Closer to the Truth album? Is it Rihanna, Cher, Madonna, or Ellie Goulding?
Ellie Goulding.
No, it's Rihanna. Actually Cher. 25th wow. studio album. Can you believe it?
I can't. I Walk Alone. Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I walked
true.
The line.
That's true.
I walked the line.
Walk the line. Yeah.
That's
alone.
Different.
Yeah. I'm walking the line.
It's slightly different.
Alone.
Slightly different.
No?
No, there's a cop behind you telling you to walk the line.
All right. In that
case. What's behind him?
Which pop star was charged in Florida with drunken driving, resisting arrest, and driving without a license in January of 2014?
We don't have time to list the entire... Oh.
There's one in particular that should come to your mind. It's the
Biebs.
It's Justin Bieber. Absolutely.
He's always getting in trouble.
What state has he not been arrested in?
But he has the right to do that.
Yeah, but can you guys do
something about that?
Can you just arrest him and keep him? Because we don't want him back in Canada. Just keep him.
Oh, come on. You're all closet Biebers.
We might have a slightly better chance of getting the rest of these questions. There was a nice mixture, a melange, if you will, of questions from all over the joint. From this point forward, for instance, what was the title of Marilyn Monroe's unfinished 1962 film?
Was that the one with Clark Gable?
I'm not a big fan of Marilyn Monroe, so I don't know that I've ever heard of this.
Outsiders or something?
No,
yeah, because I remember the male lead hated it because she kept on showing up late, slurring her lines, couldn't remember her.
That was the end, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Was it
Some Like It Cold?
No.
The Eighth Year Itch.
I'm giving you a partial credit because the first part of the title is Some.
Someday.
It says here, Something's Gotta Give was
and
the
it
name
did.
Of the movie she was working on. And
they finally finished it.
Did they ever release it?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Decades later.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
No, it was a different movie with the same
Something's
name.
Gotta Give.
Is this I Walk the Line? Is that what this is? Which awards were first presented in the year 1929?
The Oscars?
Oscars.
The Oscars, yes, absolutely. Oh, man.
What does that sound mean?
I believe we either were entering a virtual newsroom or it's time for us to say goodbye.
We're getting arrested.
Oh. So I'm afraid we're going to have to say goodbye, Professor Hill Vasquez.
Goodbye.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye, Heather Hill Vasquez.
Professor Evans.
Toodaloo.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And Professor Roach.
Chow.
Today, Ask the Professor was transcribed to the facilities of the McNichols Campus Library at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols Campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Thank you.